Twins winners of four in a row heading into their series finale with Oakland. Kyle Gibson getting the start against Jarrell Cotton. And Cotton had the strikeout pitch going 5-3 up in the sixth.
And strike three looking boy came right back with that changeup and locked up Vargas. So a career high 8 strikeouts for Jarrell Cotton. And a pitch got him, swung on and missed. 93 fastball. So Cotton getting a little bit stronger, 9 strikeouts, but hit the right field and hit fairly well. Long run, Joyce still tracking, and Joyce makes a nice running catch in the corner down the right field line. Another 3-up, 3-down inning for the young right-hander, Jarrell Cotton. So after 6, it's the A's 5, Twins 3.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, a drive in the air to left field in trouble. Back goes Santana, warning track wall. It is gone, a home run for Ryan Healy. Number 4 on the year, and it's 6-3 Oakland. Snapped an 0-for-9 with a bunt in the 5th. And now homers here in the 7th. And the A's lead by 3. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And the 3-1 pitch, line to right, down the line. That's a base hit. This may clear him. One run scores, Lowry is in. Alonso to 3rd, he'll be held. A 2-run double from Stephen Vogt. And it's 8-3 Oakland. The A's, at long last, cash in on a big hit with men in scoring position. And Stephen Vogt, a triple and a double. He's knocked in 2, and that will end the day for Ryan Presley. There's 3-2 on Escobar with 2 outs in the 8th. And here it comes, a swing and a drive in the air to right center field. That's it well. Back towards the wall. It's up, and that ball is gone, a home run. To the second deck in right center. Escobar nearly had one in the second. He does go deep in the 8th, his 3rd. And the Twins are back within 3. It's 8-5. And now the Twins are down to their last strike. 3-2 on McGill. Big gap in left center. Sano can split. Rajay and Chris Davis. You bet. 2 strikes. Dozier should score. Anyway, here it comes. And the payoff pitch. He got him on a check swing. Breaking ball. Miguel went. And that's the ball game. Casilla strikes out Sano. And with that, the A's win the finale. The Twins made it interesting late, but they fall in game 3, 8-5.
8-5 is the final. Oakland snaps the Twins' 4-game win streak. Cotton gets the win. He allowed 2 earned runs over 6 innings, and he struck out a career-high 9. While the Twins see their win streak come to an end, they did rally to have a shot in the 9th, and manager Paul Molitor talked about the game afterwards.
It was another relatively rough start, I thought, in terms of just trying to battle through every inning, you know, base runners. We missed a play in the first inning. We all get that. But it's not working. It's putting us in a bad spot more times than not here early in the season. To be honest with you, I still have faith in him, but we need to go give him an opportunity to work things out. You can't continually depend on your bullpen to pick you up, and then it kind of leaves you a little bit depleted. So those things aren't easy to do. To tell a guy you have a lot of respect for, but I think it's going to be best for him in the long run. We're kind of reinvesting into his future still by getting him back down there, and hopefully he can figure some things out.
So you send him down to get some starts as opposed to keeping him on the bullpen for a
No question. I think that his value to this team going forward would be if he can come back and help us in the rotation. So that's what he's going to do. Maybe a little less pressure. Maybe who knows what. He's going to have to give him a good plan, what we need to do. I think he knows the majority of it already. And go down and try to execute.
How's Buxton?
He's banged up. I think the concussion protocol tests have come back relatively clean. We'll have to probably check him again tomorrow. But he's, three times today he got banged pretty good. He was okay to continue. He wanted to keep playing. I just didn't feel he was quite right. So we'll have to see what tomorrow brings.
Starter Kyle Gibson struggled again, dropping to 0-4 on the season, and was optioned to AAA after the game. He talked about that demotion.
This is never in the back of the mind, front of the mind, wherever. Just talking with Molly, I don't know that I've had a more frustrating stretch that I can even remember. you know, I completely understand where they're coming from, and I understand that they got to make a change, and I got things that I need to work on. It's a whole lot easier to work on those in AAA than it is here when you're trying to, you know, win games and get big league hitters out.
Up next, the Twins welcome the Red Sox to Target Field on Friday. It's Phil Hughes getting the start against Eduardo Rodriguez.